Scott Chase, Hotline, KZ106.
Hello.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Welcome, man.
Hey, Scott. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm great.
Took some time to listen to your new album this morning. Man, it is so good. Woman Like You is just a rock song. Man, that is such a great song, man. Wow.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm really happy with it. You know, we just got the first week's results from the release of the album and found out it was number one on the blues chart, number one on the Americana chart, number three on the rock chart, number nine overall on current releases. And, you know, we put the video out online for Woman Like You, and it's gotten like 500,000 views, like really fast, and people are really responding to it.
Noah Hunt, is Noah doing all the vocals this time?
No, Noah sings, I think he's singing lead on half, and I'm singing lead on half, and then we share lead vocals on one song where he sings the verses and I sing the choruses. So, you know, over the past several years, I've kind of been singing more and more in my own band, where in the beginning, I didn't really sing much at all.
I know.
And just kind of left the responsibilities to him, and he's a great, great singer. It's real easy to just kind of let him do it all. And then I can just play guitar all night, which is what I really love to do. But as you know, as the years went by, and you know, I'm writing the songs and producing the records and all this stuff, and I just kind of felt like, you know, it was appropriate for me to kind of step up and start singing and being more proactive in that role. So now we've gotten to the point we kind of share it. I mean, he's still the primary lead vocalist, but we're sharing, you know, the vocal responsibilities. But he's incredible, man. He's been with me like 22 years now.
He is so good. One of my favorite memories of you, you were here in Chattanooga at the UTC Arena. We call it the Roundhouse. You were here with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I was right side stage. And I was there with a buddy of mine, James Heathfield. We call him Hurricane. And we watched your whole show, like point blank range. That'd be 20 years ago, I guess. And you are just a blistering guitarist, buddy. I mean, you really are. And you keep getting better.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, it's like every night my goal is to get out there and just move people through the instrument, you know, and that's kind of what I learned from watching Stevie Ray Vaughan when I was a kid and meeting him and watching him play. It's like, you know, he just literally would captivate people with the way he played and just move you from the inside out. And so that's just always been my primary goal, is just to try and make people feel the music.
Mission accomplished there, dude. You've got a cat from Double Trouble that plays on this record too, right?
Yeah, Chris Layton on drums, which, you know, he's been with me since my first album. And then he's been in the live band now for probably about 14 years straight. But yeah, he's in the band. He's on the record. You know, we got some other great players on the album as well. And, you know, basically, you know, for a long time, I was trying to use the same guys in the studio as I use in the live show. I try to bring, you know, the guys that can get both jobs done, so there's consistency in the music.
And you have certainly had consistency over the years. 7 years old, you started playing guitar. Wow, you've just always been about it, haven't you?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of was always drawn to the instrument. And as a kid, when I was like 4 years old, I had these little toy acoustic guitars with nylon strings. And, you know, I learned how to play, you know, things like Smoke on the Water and stuff like that, you know, and those things. And then I'd wear them out, and my grandma would give me another one. But then finally, after I saw Stevie Ray play for the first time and met him, it's like all I wanted was like a real electric guitar. And so a few months later for Christmas, I got my first guitar and never looked back, and just spent hours and hours and hours, you know, trying to teach myself how to play.
You got a couple of covers on this record. Mr. Soul is one of them. Stephen Stills, he must be a really cool guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like my big brother, man. I've known him for a long time. And, you know, we've been bandmates since, I think we formed the band back in 2012 or something like that. So, you know, he's been a great influence on me. He's actually one of the reasons why I've been singing more as well, because in that band, he was pretty adamant that I sing more.
I got one of those CDs. That band is,
it's called The Rides.
Yes.
And, it's a blues rock band. We've done two albums and, done like three different tours together and just had a really great time doing it.
That has been in hot rotation on my CD player down in my basement for a long time. All my buddies, I said, man, listen to this record. It is so good. It is start to finish. It's good. It's blues. It's good. Very, very good.
We're doing a couple of those songs in our live show with my band, because, you know, I just really enjoy the records we made with The Rides so much. So I do a couple of those songs in my show.
Which ones do you do?
We do, well, there's two songs. One's called I got to use my imagination, which is a song that Barry Goldberg wrote back in the day, and Gladys Knight and the Pips had a big hit with it. And then a lot of people did it over the years. I mean, we did it on our second album with the Rides. And then there's one called Talk to Me Baby, which is an old Elmore James song that right. we did on the first Rides record.
Yes. Kill, that is a great record. And the cover of Mr. Soul on this one is well done. And tell me the relationship with Joe Walsh and how that came about, because you've got a cover of Turn to Stone on there.
Well, I've been friends with Joe since I was like 17 or 18 years old, because I opened up for the Eagles when they first got back together and did the Hell Freezes Over tour. I did their whole European tour with them, and that's when I met Joe for the first time, and we've been friends ever since. And so I was asked to play at an event where they were honoring Joe Walsh, and then they asked all of us to pick a few Joe Walsh songs to perform, and this was one of the songs that I had chosen, and it sounded really great that night. Went over really well, so I thought, you know, when we went in the studio, I said, wait, let's do a studio version of the song, see how it sounds. And that's literally what you're listening to is a live performance in the studio, basically. It's like we just played it from top to bottom, and that's what you hear.
Play a couple of tracks off of it right now. What an honor to talk to you, man. Do you still have a home in Louisiana? I mean, that's where you're from, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My family's all still in Louisiana. My business is all based out of there. My wife and I have the house right next door to my dad down in Louisiana. And then we have a place out in California close to her family as well. So we just kind of like, you know, go back and forth.
Most of the dates, it looks like none really in the southeast close to Chattanooga. I've talked to some of my buds. We've got to get you back close to town. I need to see you do some live music, man.
Yeah, you know, it's been a little while. It's been a minute since we've been to Chattanooga. So I'll have to, when I get done talking to you, I'm going to call my agent and see what's going on with that and see if we can come back sometime soon.
That'd be wonderful. The Traveler is the name of the album. It is very well done. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, always a pleasure to talk to you. I just admire the people you hang with, and you, and you're a great player. And I'm telling you, there are some songs on this album that I love.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show.